I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. General David Petraeus arrived in Afghanistan today. He's taking over the war effort there at a very difficult time. There's been a surge in U.S. and NATO casualties in Afghanistan during the past month. Most of the time, that means an increase in the number of soldiers killed or wounded. Today, the news is of civilian casualties. Suicide bombers staged a pre-dawn attack on a compound housing aid workers. It happened in Kunduz in northern Afghanistan. Officials say three aid workers were among those killed. The compound that came under attack was run by a U.S. aid contractor called Development Alternatives, Inc. Tom Popick is a freelance journalist in Kabul, Afghanistan. Tom, what more do we know about what happened today and who were the people killed?
Well, we know that the people killed included at least two foreign contractors, security guards outside this compound in Kunduz. One of the victims was apparently a Philippines contractor, the other a German contractor. The Taliban have now taken responsibility for this attack. That's obviously not unusual. But we have seen over the past 3 or 4 months increasing attacks by the Taliban on so-called soft targets. That includes NGOs, that includes civilians, politicians, and really any foreigners or Afghans that are working with foreigners.
And Kunduz isn't a place we hear about much in the news. Can you just tell us exactly where it is?
Sure. It's in the north part of the country, and really ever since the invasion in 2001, it's been one of the more secure and safe parts of the country. But over the past year, we have seen increasing insurgent attacks. So much so that part of the American surge over the summer is going to target Kunduz.
Do you know what kind of work Development Alternatives was doing, the organization that ran the compound that was attacked today?
Well, DAI is involved in a whole range of development issues, including things like governance and anti-corruption. But my understanding, most of the workers who are in that compound were focusing on economic development, helping farmers, helping small businesses grow, doing things like issuing microcredit, and then, again, trying to build an economy so that young people, especially who might be willing to take up arms for the Taliban, instead have another economic alternative that, of course, builds stability in the region. And that's really the crux, the whole purpose of this whole counterinsurgency strategy that we hear so much about in Washington and so much about from General Petraeus.
How does this particular attack change aid workers' perceptions of how safe they are in Kunduz and in all of Afghanistan?
You know, it's become an increasing worry for aid agencies over the past year or so. You may remember earlier in the spring that United Nations compounds here in Kabul came under attack. In fact, this isn't the first attack against Development Alternatives either. Earlier in April, an 18-year-old woman who was working with that organization in Kandahar in southern Afghanistan was gunned down as she was leaving her office. And so, again, this is part of a pattern of the Taliban to try to attack development workers and people who are helping Western agencies here in the country.
Reporter Tom Popick speaking to us from Kabul. Thank you very much.
Thank you.